This is St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Greg Montanew. Parents have long dressed their little boys in blue, their girls in pink. Teachers line up kids according to gender. Girls are thought to be better at language, boys at math. But not everyone can neatly check a box of male or female, and the conversation around gender is beginning to change. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler explores the way gender is being addressed in a new television series by local theater companies and within a real-life family in Creve Coeur.
A play called A Kid Like Jake is on stage at the St. Louis Repertory Theater. But audiences never actually meet Jake. The four-year-old is off stage as his parents, Alex and Greg, grapple with his fondness for Cinderella and the Little Mermaid.
I mean, he does like to play dress-up. That's not news. I don't care, obviously, but he's not exactly Johnny Basketball.
Johnny what?
You know.
That's not an expression.
I know it's not.
Jake's parents are already stressed out by kindergarten applications in cutthroat New York City. Throw in their son's penchant for sparkly shoes, and you've got a volatile marital mixture.
So I'm sorry if motherhood turns out to be just another disappointment.
Jake is not a disappointment.
I said motherhood, not Jake.
Even after Jake tells another preschooler he doesn't want to be a boy, Greg thinks it's a phase.
No, I don't think he's a girl. I think he's confused.
Society's rigid rules around gender can be confusing for kids. Teaching them to question those rules is a goal of another recent play by Metro Children's Theater Company called Unsorted. In that play, a bossy character named Jacket demonstrates the folly of boy-girl labels by demanding the other characters sort themselves according to color.
Yellow here, red there, all green right here. 2, 1, 3, no!
In the end, the characters learn that all colors can go together, and it's okay to be different, as do the children who watch the play. But sometimes the person with the gender difference in a family is not the child. In a new TV series called Transparent, it's the dad.
Dad is a woman.
Does mom know?
Of course I know that. You think I'm a dummy?
The show uses humor to massage the message, but it also has moments of great poignancy.
Are you saying that you're going to start dressing up like a lady all the time?
No, honey, all my life. My whole life I've been dressing up like a man.
Lori Copeland of Creve Coeur doesn't have to watch a TV show or see a play to get the point. She lives it. Copeland and a friend started a local support group, also called Transparent, seeking resources for their own transgender children. Copeland's son William was born looking like a girl. They named their child Grace.
He was 2 and a half when he told my husband, God made me wrong, which threw us for a loop and we didn't really know what to think at the time. So it's been a very long time. He's almost 19 years old.
Copeland has learned that not every child who declares, I'm a boy or I'm a girl, when they appear otherwise, is transgender, or gay, or anything but human. It was William's persistence over time that convinced the Copelands.
There are very few people who are transgender, but there are many, many children who don't fit into the stereotypical rough-and-tumble boy, and they should be allowed to explore those sides. Wear pink, play with a doll, girls, play with There shouldn't be that binary system.
Now she realizes the problem isn't the gender variant person, it's our culture.
There's something wrong with society, that there are boxes we need to be in, and if you deviate from that, something's wrong with you.
In the play A Kid Like Jake, we don't get to learn how Jake turns out, but Copeland's son William is doing just fine as a college freshman with new friends and a bright future. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.